This poem, it's unpublished, and I wrote it again after receiving an email which had a quote from an ISM, an International Solidarity Movement activist, describing Palestinian children's lives under occupation. And what they said, they don't have snow days in Palestine, they have military invasion days. And so that's the epigram for this poem. And it's called What She Said. She said, go play outside, but don't throw balls near the soldiers. When a jeep goes past, keep your eyes on the ground. And don't pick up stones, not even for hopscotch. She said, don't bother the neighbors. Their son was arrested last night. Hang the laundry, make the beds, scrub that graffiti off the walls before the soldiers see it. She said, there's no money. If your shoes are too tight, cut the toes off. This is what we have to eat. We won't eat again until tomorrow. No, we don't have any oranges. They chopped down the orange trees. I don't know why. Maybe the trees were threatening the tanks. She said, there's no water. We'll take baths next week, inshallah. Meanwhile, don't flush the toilet. And don't go near the olive grove. There are settlers there with guns. No, I don't know how we'll harvest the olives. And I don't know what we'll do if they bulldoze the trees. God will provide if he wishes, or UNRWA, but certainly not the Americans. She said, you can't go out today. There's a curfew. Keep away from those windows. Can't you hear the shooting? No, I don't know why they bulldozed the neighbor's house. And if God knows, he's not telling. She said, there's no school today. It's a military invasion. No, I don't know when it will be over or if it will be over. She said, don't think about the tanks or the planes or the guns or what happened to the neighbors. Come into the hallway. It's safer there. And turn off that news. You're too young for this. Listen, I'll tell you a story so you won't be scared. Can ya makan, there was or there was not, a land called Palestine where children played in the streets and in the fields and in the orchards and picked apricots and almonds and wove jasmine garlands for their mothers. And when planes flew overhead, they shouted happily and waved. Can ya makan, keep your head down.